This is the 12:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, Barbadians being warned to take a serious look at the country's population growth statistics as a matter of urgency. BARP relaunches its benefit and discount program to assist its members who are having challenges with the high cost of living in Barbados. The opposition leader accuses government about not following due process in the construction of homes in the country. A trade union leader expresses concern over the high number of work permit notices appearing in the press. And Mexico warns Trump's tariffs would kill 400,000 U.S. jobs. I am Ricardo Roberts. The details to the news just ahead. Barbadians are again being warned to take a serious look at the country's population growth statistics with a level of urgency. Outside of the sustainability of the national insurance scheme, other issues such as the escalating cost of elderly care and the impact it can have on foreign investment were some of the issues highlighted as urgent by Minister in the Ministry of Economic Affairs and Investment, Senator Chad Blackmun, this morning. He was delivering the opening remarks at the high-level dialogue hosted by the United Nations on gender equality and the care economy at the Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Center.
If you don't have a population size that can, nurture and continue to fill our national insurance, that is a problem. Two, for foreign investment, it has implications. Because one of the things that investors look for is return on investment. But if you have a population that is not large, you as an investor, in your contemplation, you look at the size of the population and you ask yourself, how can I get my return on investment? And therefore, as it diminishes, those prospects can be hampered. And therefore, it is critical at the regional level that we look to see, in my view, where there are low populations and particularly low growth rates, and try to help to move labor across the region.
Senator Blackmun stated that government would fast-track discussions on a population policy as the cost of elderly care is also expected to rise globally.
Very soon in the Senate, as has been discussed in the lower house, we're going to be talking about the population policy. Now, if everybody in the country decided tonight we're going to help the country in that regard, it would still take 18 years for there to be a manifestation of where it needs to go. Also, the care of the elderly, which currently accounts for just under 20% of total health expenditure, is expected to nearly double its demand for financing. So there are some serious things that are on the table that we have to look at and face head on and squarely on.
It was Minister in the Ministry of Economic Affairs and Investment, Senator Chad Blackmun. Meantime, the Barbados Association of Retired Persons has relaunched its benefits and discount program with the aim of providing financial relief to its members amid rising costs of living. Speaking during the launch, Vice President of BARP, Eric Smith, explained that the program is designed to ease the financial burden on retirees, many of whom, he said, are struggling with the high cost of essential items. Mr. Smith noted the updated discount program now operates through an online platform that provides detailed information on participating businesses and specific discounts offered.
The aim is to help our members stretch their hard-earned dollars, and in the case of retirees, our pensions. We are all aware of the escalating costs of food items, health care, medication, vehicle maintenance, utilities, and fuel, and many other things. The increase in the cost of living is heavy, and it has taken a toll on segments of our society, and some of our members are among the most vulnerable. We believe this program can help them via reduced costs on a variety of products and services available island-wide in several categories, including construction, vehicular, household, restaurants, and accommodation. This new platform lists our discount partners.
Vice President of BARP, Eric Smith, in the lunchtime edition. Opposition leader Ralph Thorne has criticized government for not following procedures in their quest to construct 10,000 homes in Barbados. Speaking during last evening's debate on the resolution for the vesting of 6 acres of land at Holders Hill, St. James, to build new houses, Mr. Thorne accused the government of constructing homes without completing the process to begin construction.
How, as a Minister of Housing, with a legal department and an Attorney General and a ministry supporting him, how do you go and build not only foundations but build houses on lands when the various formalities have not been completed? It's not a tin of corned beef. It's a property. It's land. And even if he does not know that you don't transfer land as you exchange over shop count to a tin of corned beef, even if he does not know that, surely someone, his Attorney General, his legal office at the Ministry of Housing and Lands, his legal department at the NHC, somebody would have told him, good young man, do not start those houses until the formalities are in place.
Opposition leader Ralph Thorne, General Secretary of the Unity Workers Union, Caswell Franklin, says Barbadians must be considered first with regards to job opportunities in Barbados. He expressed this concern with Starcom Network News in relation to the high number of work permit notices appearing in the press for basic jobs.
It seems as though when it comes to employment in Barbados that the people who are least expected to take jobs here, especially senior jobs, are non-nationals. Even basic jobs, people claim that they cannot find workers for. And what is amazing, they get the work permits. So it seems as though government seems not to have any interest in preserving local jobs for locals.
He wants government to step in and address the matter.
Sometimes you don't even know that these jobs are advertised because you see a job, a PO box, and you don't apply to no PO box, and then you hear all the persons have applied and immigration is considering it, and they get the jobs. I've seen it because that sometime back where permits were granted for a person to be a white washer. They basically take some white stuff and paint on the wall. Are you think business can do that? Now they have Chinese in Barbados again, put in rocks in the gear bin. Just take up a handful of rocks and put them someplace else. And business can't do that. The government is responsible for this. And the need to stop this nonsense and look out for Barbadians first.
General Secretary of the Unity Workers Union, Caswell Franklin, and finally Mexican Economy Minister Marcelo Ebrard said on Wednesday that a 25% across-the-board tariff proposed by U.S. President-elect Donald Trump would lead to the loss of 400,000 jobs in the United States. It would slow growth and hurt the U.S. companies and consumers. He said in a press conference this morning it is a shot in the foot, while it would add it will hurt Mexican exports and calls for more regional cooperation and integration instead of a war of retaliatory import taxes. Recapping the headlines, Barbadians being warned to take a serious look at the country's population growth statistics as a matter of urgency. Barb relaunches its benefit and discount programs to assist its members who are having challenges with the high cost of living. A trade union leader expresses concern over the high number of work permit notices appearing in the press, and Mexico warns Trump's tariffs would kill 400,000 U.S. jobs. And that was the 12:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Ricardo Roberts. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. And like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.